This is Thomas Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
A little bit to talk about. We've got racing in Hobart tonight in the Twilight Zone. We've had Carrick on Friday night, the first of their three meetings for the summer racing season. And of course, last week in Launceston, Greg, a couple of feature races, the Danbury Park Cup, and also the Mother of Pearl.
Yes, two good races, both carried $10,000 in stake money. The Danbury Park Cup was won by Star Chamber, Gareth Rattray driving for Nathan Ford. You could say that it was a well-deserved win. He won a $10,000 race a few weeks earlier, called the Show Cup, and lost it for going inside the market pegs on the home turn. So, just reward for the owners. He's been a very consistent horse since Nathan bought him in Victoria, and a well-deserved win. And LJ's Magic, who won the Mother of Pearl for the mares, well, she's just a model of consistency. Grant Rogers trains her, and he's got a flying, and that was probably her best win.
Carrick on Friday night, as I mentioned, the first of their three meetings through the season, and always a popular venue.
It is, and they were a bit stiff. They put a lot of work into the meeting, and unfortunately they caught some very ordinary weather. It rained for most of the night, and after the sixth race, there was water running across the track on the home turn, which was causing a problem for the horses, and they had to call off the last three, so that was unlucky for the Carrick Club. But Gareth Rattray got a double with a very promising first starter called Angel or Demons, owned and trained by Shelley Barnes, who's been in the game quite a long time, and that was the first winner she's actually bred herself. Gareth also won on Ange Christie, and Mark Yowell landed a double. He's done that quite regularly recently on Saab Quality for Mark Butler and Mr. Pinjarra for Zeke Slater. So they were the two star performers. Unfortunately, the feature race, which was a prelude of the Northern Light Harness Cup, didn't get run, so it will just be a straight final in Launceston next week.
Alrighty. Tonight, eight races on the program, and we have three heats of the Erica Reece Memorial, which is always a feature race at the Hobart Circuit. And the first race comes up at 6:05. Let's take a look at the quaddy. C3 to C4 is race number 5.
Yeah, Tuffy. I went for number 10, Joe Diller, Ben and Mark, the old combination. Went third last time out behind LJ's Magic in Spitfire Rose in that race we were just talking about. It was a good quality event. I think it might be a little bit of value here just ahead of the favourite, number 4, Original Art, who is flying for Nathan Ford. 8, Go Like a Sub, Lombo is drawn behind the possible leader, and a horse that I have tipped a lot, and he's been very disappointing in number 3, Mac My Day. But he's had a stable change, maybe a new environment might spark him up a bit, but he has been disappointing. I went 10, 4, 8, 3.
Race 6 is one of the heats of the Reece Memorial.
Yeah, you know, his best form, number 1, Metro Digby, would win, but he has been a bit of a nightmare for punters throughout his career. He's resuming here from a short break. He did trial pretty well on Monday night, so I've got him on top of 4, Mr. Ed, got it the wrong way around. First run for 9 months, but his form's good enough if he's right. 7, Sweet P. Jasper, a little bit below a best of the last couple, but she can improve. And at number 3, Noteworthy Lombo, as one mentioned to me from the trial, so I went 1, 4, 7, 3.
Free for all is race number 7, Quaddy League 3.
Pick any one of them and make a case. I stuck with 2, Falco Peregrinus, who never runs a bad race. He's up a little bit in class on his last start win, but bear in mind that he did run second in the Easter Cup earlier in the year. 4, Call the Marshal, a very good horse resuming. 5, Our Chain of Man, Command, who never runs a bad race. And number 7, Grey Steel, even though he's drawn outside, he'll probably zoom across and lead, and if he does, he'll be hard to catch. 2, 4, 5, 7.
And just the 6 to go round in a C2 race 8 to wrap up the meeting.
Yeah, I'd like the horse that I tipped that won not long ago in Birdles Delight, number 4, and I think it can probably win again here. It's up a little bit in class, but only slightly harder. 1, Mighty Jasper, ran second off 10 metres in a stand last time out, gets the pole here, you'd think he'd be hard to beat. 5, Bonafide Hustler, good winner last start after a good drive by Samantha Freeman, and Strange Conduct, not out of it from a good draw. 4, 1, 5, 2.
Next quaddy for Hobart Harness Racing tonight, 10483 into 1473 into 2457, and the final leg 415 and 2, a best bet.
I'm going to stick with a horse I made a best bet a couple of weeks ago, and it was on face value, very disappointing. It's race 4, number 1, Who is Hardeen. I'm going to tip it for this the last time. Why I'm going for it again is that last time out it drew the second row, it settled back, and in that race they ran the 800 metres from the mile to the half mile in 65.1. They walked, and then they sprinted home in 58.1. So really those horses back in the field had no chance to make any ground. He ran fifth, but he was never a chance. Gets the pole here. I'm expecting he'll be driven more aggressively. I think he's a lot better horse than that. So race 4, number 1, Who is Hardeen?
And that is Greg Mansfield's best bet for Hobart Harness Racing. Thanks for your time this morning, Greg. We'll see you at the track this afternoon.
See you there, Cole.
First event from Devonport, Gallops comes up at 109, and the first event from Hobart Harness Races, number one there, comes up at 6.05. Big day of racing both ends of the island here in Tasmania. I'll be with you throughout the day from Devonport. Look forward to your company then. Also look forward to your company at the same time next Sunday morning. Bye for now.